The year in sports was marked by retirements and comebacks. It also featured performances worthy of attention. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. John, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Where to begin?
I think you have to begin where everyone else begins in looking back at this year, on September 11th, because the happenings on that date not only had a profound effect on sports in the sense that games were canceled, events were called off and postponed, but I think it had a profound effect on the way we all look at sports. Sports doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things in terms of the results. But what we also found is that sports plays an important role in our lives, that it's important because it doesn't matter. We need things that don't matter when we're going through such profound events. And I think everybody's attitude towards sports changed a little bit after September 11th, although given the events at the football game in Cleveland a couple weeks ago, unfortunately, we're seeing some returns to normalcy.
What was the on-field highlight for you?
I think you have to start with the World Series, don't you? I mean, it was so dramatic. The Yankees, with their unbelievable comebacks, really for the first time being the sentimental favorites, again because of September 11th, and that incredible ninth inning in that remarkable seventh game when the Diamondbacks did the undoable, beating the great Mariano Rivera to win what everyone agreed was one of the most dramatic World Series ever played. It was an extraordinary thing to watch.
Cal Ripken and Tony Gwynn retired, Michael Jordan unretired.
Cal Ripken and Tony Gwynn, two of the great baseball players of the last 20 years, both went out of the game. And Michael Jordan came back to the game after 3 years and now actually has his team playing very well. They've gone from way under 500 to where Michael Jordan said, quote unquote, we stink, to a lengthy winning streak. And there were other comebacks, too, that were a little different, Bob. Bob Knight and Rick Pitino, who had both left coaching jobs in disgrace, Knight from Indiana, Pitino from the Boston Celtics, came back, Pitino to your alma mater, the University of Louisville, Knight to Texas Tech, and they both had terrific starts to their seasons. And Jennifer Capriati, Bob, believe it or not, we first started talking about her in 1990. And in 2001, she wins her first Grand Slam title after retirements and arrests and comebacks and aborted comebacks, and then goes on and wins two of them, which is as remarkable a comeback as anybody's made in years.
Coach you're familiar with won a third national title.
Yes, Duke won the national title. Mike Krzyzewski became only the fourth coach in history to win three national titles. He went into the Hall of Fame this fall. But in many ways, the most dramatic story of last basketball season, I thought, was the way the University of Arizona responded after the death of Bobby Olsen, their coach Lute Olsen's wife. They dedicated the rest of the season to her, played superbly throughout March, and only a great game by Duke beat them in the national championship.
It was a good story in hockey.
Great story. Raymond Bourque, one of the true class acts ever in the sport, 22 years in the game, had played 20 years with the Boston Bruins, was traded to the Colorado Avalanche to give him a chance to win a Stanley Cup before he retired. And in his last game as a hockey player, the seventh game of the Stanley Cup Finals, the Avalanche win the Cup. And to show you what kind of a hero Bourque was in Boston, they actually held a ceremony for him at City Hall in Boston to celebrate Denver winning the Stanley Cup.
Another winner for Lance Armstrong.
Well, Lance Armstrong, I don't understand how he doesn't win Sportsman of the Year from Sports Illustrated or from anybody else. Third straight year he's won the Tour de France, which is the most grueling event there is in sports. This is a guy who came back from serious life-threatening cancer and not only came back to bike in that race, but has now won it 3 years in a row.
Lost one of our best sports journalists.
I don't know if people understand how important Dick Schaap was to sports journalism. He was known to many people as the host of the Sports Reporters on ESPN, a show I had a chance to do with him for 12 years. But Dick, who wrote 33 books, that's 33 books, was the first guy to cross over from print to TV and radio and do it well. And he was a better person than he was a journalist. And as a journalist, he was the best.
Thank you, John.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.